Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, you know I'm an only child, obviously, mm-hmm. and you have two lovely brothers. Mm-hmm. Did you guys all stick together, or would you ever turn on each other?
I mean, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, we absolutely stick together. But there are certain things where we absolutely will just eviscerate each other.
Okay, love it. Well, I feel like it's really important for a sibling to, like, have your back.
Oh,
and it obviously sucks for Britney Spears that both her sister, Snake Jamie Lynn, and her brother, the forgotten one, Brian, haven't really been there for her.
I know. And what's a little bit ridiculous is we thought for a second maybe Brian was the diamond in the rough and actually had a good relationship with Britney.
Yeah.
But now it's very clear he's as shady as the rest of the Spears family.
Oh. Gotta get that clown makeup on auto ship.
It's probably filling up that failed gem of Jamie Spears's.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, June 15th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Give me that
hot goss. So obviously most of us can't imagine having a really big life event without like our close family
right there. Yeah.
Especially getting married. Mm-hmm. Seems like a no-brainer. Like that's the first people you add to the list. You're like, I definitely for sure like most of them. But after years of being trapped in a conservatorship, which was put in place by her family, yep. Britney Spears obviously didn't want any of those succubuses at her big day. Mm-mm. As we know, her and Sam Asghari got married last Thursday. And at first, it was reported that her brother Brian Spears was the only one from her immediate family who was actually invited to attend.
Yeah, we reported it.
Yeah. We spread that rumor. Yep. Just kidding. But now Britney is setting the record straight. She's making it very clear that Brian was definitely not welcome at her wedding. So obviously we know Britney is not cool with her dad, as Arisha said, failed gym owner Jamie Spears, who ran the conservatorship for years. And she's obviously publicly called out her mom, Lynn, and her sister, Jamie Lynn. Mm-hmm. but we haven't really heard her say much about Brian or her relationship with him at all.
Yeah, he really is the silent sibling. Like,
yeah,
I forget he exists most of the time.
Me too.
And it was first reported that he was at the wedding, but it was then later updated that he wasn't there but had been invited.
Right.
And Brian's girlfriend, Amberlynn Conklin, posted to her and Brian's joint Instagram.
Oh,
and
God.
That in and of
That's
itself,
a, red flag
a joint Instagram account, like that, I draw a hard line there.
Same.
Unacceptable.
It used to be Facebook, like Joe and Jane so-and-so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it still is in some of the Facebook groups I'm in, and it's just they sign it. It's just like, this isn't correspondence in 1912. So Brian's girlfriend, Amberlynn Conklin, posted to their joint Instagram and shared that they were at an elementary school graduation ceremony for Brian's daughter during the time Brittany's wedding was held. And in the comment section of another post, Amberlynn said they couldn't help the timings of both the graduation and Brittany's wedding. And she strongly implied they'd been invited to come to the wedding, saying, Brian felt terrible having to choose, but he had to be there for his daughter and sent his love to Brittany times a million. And then she also wrote, we are so sad to miss such an important moment, but so, so happy for Brittany and Sam's marriage. But then yesterday, Brittany took to Instagram to clear the air, and she wrote, you were never invited to my wedding, so why even respond?
Ooh, God, I like literally yelled to you about this post.
I just don't understand. It's not like Amberlynn's living under a rock. Like, she knows Brittany comes for anybody that says false things about her.
I mean, are we sure that the whole family isn't living under a rock? Because that's really the only thing that makes sense at this point.
Yeah, you're right. You make a good point.
So, okay, ever since her conservatorship ended last fall, we've definitely seen her speak out a lot more about everything she dealt with at the hands of her family. And she opened up about a lot of experiences that she's missed out on, like being able to go to the spa. She talked about not being able to splurge during her residency in Vegas, which if you're going to splurge anywhere, it's Vegas.
That's what Vegas is for.
Yeah. And in her recent post directed at her brother, Brian, Brittany called him out for his part in keeping her controlled. So Brittany has talked a little bit before about her relationship with alcohol. She did open up about being forced to go to rehab and Alcoholics Anonymous. And she said multiple times that she doesn't really drink much these days. And in yesterday's post, Brittany wrote about her brother, Brian, refusing to let her drink during her Las Vegas residency, which was between 2013 and 2017.
Yeah, she wrote, do you honestly think I want my brother there who told me no to a Jack and Coke for 4 years? What? And then added, if we were going to drink together at the wedding and play the classy roles for the children like you and mom do, as you literally hid coffee and alcohol when I would come home, which is just like, Jesus.
Why coffee?
I know. Tastes terrible. Brittany also said all those years of not being allowed to drink under the conservatorship made her really sensitive to alcohol now, which makes perfect sense.
Yes.
She says she gets a very bad stomach pain when she drinks and said because of this, she didn't have a drop of alcohol at her wedding. And in the post she wrote, and I might force myself to drink Jack tonight, look up at the moon and say, F you.
Wow.
And then said, I know your blood and yes, blood runs deep. But no family of mine would do what you guys did to me. You hurt me, and you know it.
I mean, she brings up some valid points.
Yeah, she really does.
I don't think she should have that Jack and Coke, though. As someone who also gets stomach aches from alcohol, it's not worth it. She can still yell at the moon.
She should do rum and Cokes.
No.
Just like I did on vacation.
No, get a nice Capri Sun, go up at that moon.
Capri Sun, ugh.
Wow.
That'll give everyone a stomach ache.
Ugh, you're such an adult. Okay. So Brittany is not just making sure that we know Brian wasn't welcome at her wedding. She also called Brian out for talking about her in a podcast interview and how he apparently defended his family's role in the conservatorship. And Brittany did not say what the podcast was.
Yeah.
Because I was like, where is this podcast? Yeah. But it seems like it's the interview he did back in July of 2020 on the As Not Seen on TV podcast.
Yeah, so in this podcast, Brian was interviewed by the host, Drew Plotkin, and was asked about his sister, obviously. And during the interview, he spoke about the limits of what he felt Brittany was capable of during her conservatorship, saying, I know what she wants, but at the end of the day, what is the reality of that? What is the practicality of that? So are you going to call and make reservations for yourself today? Which is just like, that's the litmus test for what you can handle is calling to make reservations.
Yeah.
Brian, sit down.
Well, spoiler alert.
I know.
I can't handle that.
I know. That's so true. So then in Brittany's post yesterday, she wrote, Brian, when asked by that incredibly kind man, why doesn't your family just let her be? Your response was, she can't even make a dinner reservation. And Brittany added, none of you ever wanted it to end because you all loved telling me what to do and treating me like absolutely nothing. Piss, as in P.S., I assume.
Is it like a psst? Like,
psst, like whispering.
Like I'm whispering in one psst, last dig.
I have an assistant to make my dinner reservations. Like that?
Yep.
Delivered exactly as Brittany would want.
Crossroads 2, we got your actress. But like, yeah, this dinner reservation thing is kind of like, screw you, man.
I also do think it's interesting. Like, he was like, she can't make dinner reservations. And then Brittany's like, I don't. My assistant does.
Yeah, and that's the first time the words interesting and Brian Spears have ever been associated in any way.
First and last.
So clearly Britt and Brian aren't on great terms. Mm-mm. And after that post, we can guess they probably won't be getting drinks together anytime soon.
Not Jack and Cokes.
Definitely not Jack and Cokes. But even though Brian and the rest of Brittany's immediate family weren't allowed to come to her wedding, she did still get her fairy tale moment with Sam.
Yeah, we talked about this on Friday. Brittany's wedding was a small and intimate wedding ceremony with about 60 guests, most of them very famous. Most of them would never make it to my wedding, unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
Brittany walked herself down the aisle in a custom Versace dress. The decor was feminine, romantic, lots of pink. Mm-hmm. We know Brittany loves pink and white flowers. Guests included Madonna, Drew Barrymore, Paris Hilton, Selena Gomez, and Donatella Versace, essentially the roster of even the rich subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the photo of them all together, just being absolutely epic. And a source told People that Brittany cried happy tears at some moments.
I love that she walked herself down the aisle.
Yeah.
Like obviously, like my dad, I adore him. I love him more than anything. And I would never even think to not have him walk me down the aisle.
Yeah.
But I'm all for like taking the reins, like the outdated attitude
and
of like,
breaking,
a man needs to give you to another man.
I would say the only thing that I wish wasn't gone away is the dowry. I want money.
Well, they do dollar dances. Is that still a thing people do?
Dowries are not dollars.
What are they? Well, I mean,
today it'll be like millions.
Oh.
Although I think the bride's family pays it.
Oh, no, screw that. That's goddamn patriarchy. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Siffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this, perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.